It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast.
And today, I am super excited to be able to bring to you Ms. Blessin' McCoy Thompson. One of the things that you have to know if you haven't been listening in for a while is that I am committed to leading women who are struggling with making excuses, feeling average, tiptoeing through life, playing small, and at risk of the cash flow danger so that they can have the Life is Rich experience, which means to live in fullness every day, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, physically, and financially. The thing that we deal with is the cash flow danger that no one is talking about. The fact that 77 million baby boomers are retiring based on a cash flow danger, that 66 out of 100 people age 65 earn less than $30,000 of retirement, that 47% of people say if they had a $400 emergency, they'd have to sell something or borrow money to address it, and 68% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. There are two different tax systems. There's a tax system for the employee and the tax system for the business owner. The tax system for the employee and the tax system for the business owner. Today, you're going to learn about some things that are available to the business owner that you probably have never been informed about. She's going to speak to you about how you can get out of your own way and then go get that money. So, Blessin', what's going on?
Nate, thank you so very much for having me on your show here today. I am so excited. So it's exciting to be here today with you and have these kind of talks.
I've seen you from afar and I see what you're doing and I celebrate you. I'm excited about what the upcoming year has to come, and more importantly, what the future has for you and our family overall. And so talk to us, share with them your backstory.
The best place to start is in entrepreneurship, since we're talking about taxation as a business or a non-business. So I've been a full-time entrepreneur now for the past 3 years. I am in the space of personal injury. I've been in that field for the past 11 years. So about 3 years ago now, exactly to the door, I had my son, and things in the workplace just wasn't conducive for a healthy pregnancy. So I had to make some decisions and make them quickly. So 6 months pregnant, I just decided I'm going to leave the stress behind because I have to now focus on having a healthy, happy baby. I know he feels everything that's going on, like everything. People kept telling me that the baby feels everything you are going through. So I was like, if he is feeling this, I am already shaping up to be a bad mom. Let me make some adjustments immediately. And that's exactly what I did. And just by coincidence, I had been telling my employer that even before the baby, that just God didn't want me to be there anymore. Like I kept telling him as if I needed his permission, that God didn't want me to be there anymore. And he would combat that by saying, God would never tell you to leave a place where you're making more money than you've ever made in your life. And then I will find references in the Bible where God told the rich young ruler to leave everything and come follow me, literally. Like, yes, he will tell you to do that. But I still just was not brave enough to just follow God's voice and do what he told me to do. So I said, Lord, you already know who I am and how I move and how I operate. If this is not where you want me to be, do something drastic. And that's how my son got here. He did something drastic. So that gave me, because of the way I was raised, the way my mom took care of her children, we just don't play about our kids. So I had to take the risk and I just went out on faith. But knowing that God had been talking to me for some time, subconsciously, I just had started putting my ducks in a row. And I had about $30,000 in business credit, which is why I speak on that to this day, that kind of leveraged me from that decision that I made at 6 months pregnant to building my own referral service that I just didn't have anything. So many people are afraid to quit their job because they don't have any cushion. They're afraid of where their next source of income is going to come from until their business builds and starts being profitable. So you just want to start kind of keeping that in the back of your mind as you're feeling that urge that it's time to leave, like make some preparation. And that's what I've been able to do. So again, 3 years now, solo entrepreneur, just me, everything depends on me. And we have turned a $30,000 business credit loan to about $250,000 a year since stepping out on faith.
Well, I'm glad that you brought in faith, because that's what Life is Rich is all about. At 19, when I walked the perimeter during Operation Desert Storm, I said, Lord, if you allow me to make it back, I'll never waste a day of my life. And that forever changed my life because it gave me purpose. It gave me something to really focus my energies on, recognizing that we all have the same 1,440 minutes per day. And when you subtract out the time for working, sleeping, commuting, and the time it takes you to do what you have to do each and every day of your life, most people are left with just 1 to 2 hours remaining to do what they want to do. And then the question is, do they have the money to do it? And so that's what really drove me in focusing on women, because I say that when I teach a man, I teach a man. But when I teach a woman, I teach a generation. You know, women, you all speak life into men and you raise the children. So it's so important that you are the ones that I put my energy into, because you are the asset. You have infinite value and you have the capacity to do so much. And when you have the wage gap and then the wealth gap, and then you have those things such as the sandwich generation, where you're in between possibly raising your children and then maybe taking care of your parents. Mm-hmm. Well, then that is the thing that causes the constraints. And so I celebrate you for being able to have enough faith to walk out and to step out in the promise that is already there for you. And that's what Life is Rich means. It means live in fullness every day. Realize I'm Christ's heir. And as an heir, you already have everything promised to you. And all you've got to do is increase your capacity. And that speaks to the next thing I want to ask you about. Talk to me about how you have grown your capacity mentally. How important has personal growth and development mindset been for you?
You know, that is definitely a major key. So I found myself in this last year getting kind of frustrated, where when I would buy a course, what they were teaching me was mindset. I'm like, I already have a great positive mindset, like get to the meat and the bulk of this situation. And I just happened to get into this masterclass with Nehemiah Davis. And even though it's mindset, it was different. Like I already had the foundation of always thinking positive. I already had the foundation of I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But he kind of opened up the door to, we don't have to take a lot of time to make what we really want to make. Like if you believe you can and strategically start putting those steps and practices into place, we can kind of compound time and make your goals of what you want to make happen a little bit faster. No one says it has to take a year to make $250,000. That's just what you've told yourself in your head. But if you start telling yourself and start making ways to make $250,000 in 3 months, you can also do that too. And I guess it comes to a point where if you're not around big thinkers on a regular basis, then you thought you were a big thinker, but you just start to shrink because you don't have anyone to stretch you. So I've lately been just getting in these new environments and big thinking environments again. And I'm like, yeah, like I don't have a problem with being positive, but I started to sleep on what my capabilities really are and the amount of time that I can get things accomplished. When you have those cheerleaders around you, it's just like football, like you get the touchdown. So mindset is definitely a major role. And you can't stop on it. Even though I was getting frustrated, I never stopped. Like everywhere you go, you're going to get a gem from somewhere. And just make it very intentional that you're always feeding yourself. You're always reading your self-help books. You're always in your word. Going to church my entire life, you know, the Bible made a little bit of sense. And then it was when I started reading those self-help books, and everything in them was kind of written more plainly, but still directly from the Bible. So it started making it that much more powerful to even understand and comprehend better. I actually had a friend of mine, I quote Bible scriptures often on my page from the Amplified version, right? And a good friend of mine, she posted a scripture the other day from the King James version. I'm like, sis, what is this? But yes, but when I started reading the Bible along with my self-help books, it just made everything more clear and easier to approach and just more powerful. Like, it's in black and white that you can do this. We have examples of men and women that aren't from the biblical period that are doing it, and they show how it, you know, it passes on from each generation down, that it's just the same principles being repeated over and over again. It's not some foreign thing that can't happen for you.
You said it. You said it. That was exactly what my experience was. In 1996, the week I graduated from West Point, I walked into a room full of happy people. And I say happy people because I'm referencing The Pursuit of Happiness. Though that movie came out after 96, mm-hmm. The Pursuit of Happiness had that scene where the white guy came up in a red sports car and Will stopped him and he says, I got two questions for you. What do you do and how do you do it? Well, after the guy gave him the answers, Will looked over his shoulder and then the film kind of went in slow motion and it had people walking down the stairs in slow motion. And he said, they all look so damn happy. I could not look like that.
Right.
And that was my experience in 1996. I got introduced to the world of personal growth and development. And I tell people, it taught me how to read the Bible as a practical manual. That's why every chapter of Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth begins with scripture. It's me saying, you know God's word, but so what? How do you take it and apply it on a daily basis? Miles Monroe says that knowledge is information. Understanding is comprehension. Wisdom is applied knowledge. And what I'm excited to be able to tell people that's listening in is that if you're a believer, then you've got to understand that God's word is true. Mm-hmm. And all you've got to do is increase your capacity so that he can release those things that are already available for you. You know, as a parent, you're not going to just give your son the opportunity to do something if he's not shown himself to be able to. Well, that's what our father is. It's like, yo, you're our kids, you're my child, but you got to make sure that you're able to handle this stuff that I'm about to give you. If I'm going to give you $1 million, if I'm going to give you 10 million, heck, if I'm going to give you 1,000, you got to show that you're actually able to handle it. Because I'm not going to be irresponsible by giving it to you and then having you ruin yourself with that new access. So
that's a fact. Yeah.
Wow.
Same exact story, but and I've it's so weird that you mentioned that part that he's not going to give it to you, right? So we mentioned that I'm in the rooms and now my mind is like, yeah, I can do this in a short period of time. But what I realized about myself is I had stopped spending all that one-on-one time with God like I once upon a time did. Like, as the money was rolling in, the time over here with God was lessening. And so it was like, now I hit a crossroads, like, blessing, you can compound time and you can move faster, but you're not doing the work where you're supposed to be doing the work. So God can bless you accordingly. So I had this event that I was trying to make this six figure from this one event. And it didn't pan out like I wanted it to pan out. But what I love about me is I understand why things happen the way they happen. And I was like, you know what? This one kind of needed to go this way. If I would have made $100,000 for this one event and I'm already saying I haven't been spending enough time with God like I should be, like I know to do, I would have thought that was me. And I would have been on to the next event, getting my next $100,000 without God again. So it was like, nope, blessing, this one's not going to work out just right, because you need to be spending more time over here. And when you spend more time over here, you're going to get what you're asking for, because I have to do what I say I'm going to do. And you're going to also know who it came from. So you're not going to want to try to do the next one without me.
That is so powerful, that you got to know where it's coming from. And I'm not going to give you something that you get haughty. Because all of a sudden you done got big.
I'll get healthy. He knows me.
So that right there is so powerful. Because, and you know the thing that I love about you, because this isn't the first time which I've recognized this, and that is, I appreciate your humility and your reflectiveness. I teach people how to think versus what to think. And that's that pausing button to be able to assess things. Someone today asked me, do I get upset or angry? And I said, that's out of control. I said, that's a reflection of my emotional intelligence. I don't get angry or upset.
Right.
I'm reflective and then I act accordingly. So that means that there's nothing that accidentally happens with me. If I'm cursing you out, I intentionally did it. I mean, I chose the word. I knew the intent behind it. If I end up getting in a situation where I'm going to do something, I'm never in a situation where I can actually say I didn't mean to do it. I don't have an alibi.
Right. I'm hurt. Yeah. If it happens, it was pretty thought out. It's, I mean, I don't, very rarely am I just acting out of control. You won. You can have it. It's yours. Go for it. I'm going to just continue to move in peace. That's the best way for, I remember even being young, having that skill. I mean, just being of light complexion and coming from a beautiful family. It just automatically comes with drama. And these girls used to want to like fight me and have issues with me. And I'm like, I'm not fighting with you, because if we fight, it's not going to solve the problem. You're still not going to like me. It's going to cause me problems, like getting kicked out of school, going to juvenile. Like, what? Just keep talking about me. It's okay. You can talk about me right here and I'm not even going to do anything about it. You can have it, whatever you think. And then this one time, these girls literally, they did jump me. I was at the skating ring, and anyway, long story short, they ended up jumping me for absolutely no reason at all. And we had to go to court about it. And because the fight happened on public property, all of us were going to get the same punishment, which included some time at juvenile. But because my mom had raised me accordingly, we came there just good people in general and mindset. My pastor came, we were well-dressed. Everybody showed out for blessing. And then they came looking like they just rolled straight out of bed and no one cared about them. And their moms were crazy. And they was like, you know what? Normally you all would get the same punishment, which I thought was crazy anyway. Like, I'm not the aggressor here. The five women that are here fought me, the one me. How am I in the same boat? But because the law is the law, you know, it is what it is. It was just by the grace of God that my upbringing, my character, my demeanor, my confidence, my family, and what we stood for was the only thing that kept me from getting the same punishment as the other women who beat me up.
Oh, wow. And that's favor. You know, that's where character comes in.
So I've always been like that. Like, I'm not fighting you. You have won. You guys jumped me. You could have won that night, but you just took it to the next level. And they lived in my neighborhood. I never tried to get any, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Revenge. For what? Because I'm going to jail. And that doesn't make any sense for my life. You guys don't have a plan. You guys don't have a destiny. If you end up in jail, so what? Your mama probably was in jail. Your cousins probably go to jail. But that's not me. And that's not my family. So I cannot afford to even get in that entanglement with you, because everybody loses.
Well, success leaves clues. And so once again, as I said, recognizing that even today, it's great to be able to see that once again, be able to trace it back. You can go back into your remembrance and you can then recall. And that in turn is what sets you up for long-term success, because it's that wisdom that in turn, and that work ethic and those habits that you have are the things that allow you to continue to add your value and increase your value and increase the value. And that's what wealth is. You know, entrepreneurship is not based upon how you make your money. Entrepreneurship is about solving problems that are in service of others. For those of you listening, I hope you got that. Entrepreneurship is not about how you make your money. Stop saying that you're not an entrepreneur because you're not doing it independently. Start looking at where you are currently doing things to add value to others and solve problems. Moms out there, you do it on a regular basis. I need you to understand that you have the gene in you. Mm-hmm. And I need you to start to understand that then you need to look at how can you actually do so in service to others, where you know that they in turn will pay you for that problem that you help to solve. So powerful, powerful, powerful. As I think forward to 2022 and beyond, in the next 2 years, for what we have within Life is Rich Global LLC and the goals that we have a goal of helping 20,000 people by leading 40 women to impact 500 people by 2024. And then we push that out to impacting 1 million people by leading 1,000 women and impacting 1,000 people by 2032. I want to talk about what you do in the lane of credit and business credit, and how we would actually roll out something. What do people need to know after they have gotten instructions from me about the importance of recognizing the cash flow danger and then identifying that there are two different tax systems, one for the employee and one for the business owner. And then they come to the conclusion that it makes sense to have a business. And then as I lay out the different types of businesses and we have it established, what steps would one take and why would they want to take it in establishing business credit?
So business credit is not, it's a term that we're using a lot here lately. I want to say like in late 2020 and most of 2021, that's like been the buzzword on social media. And it's not anything new and it's not anything hard. I have a ebook that helps individuals establish their business credit. Not that I invented anything, but it just gives you the steps into which how to establish it, right? So the thing about it is, especially as African-American people in general, a lot of us kind of get a bad start in the personal credit world, right? And then once we have that happen to us, we either learn how to keep it from happening to us again, or we continue to fall victim of that tragedy. And then it takes so long for you to clear up your personal credit if you were to destroy it or even miss a payment here or there, or just get too many inquiries. Like it takes a long time for you to rebound for that. So the importance of business credit is that it takes you out of it. It allows you to make a mistake because we're human and things happen. So a lot of times, I'm here in Georgia. So to start a business and get your LLC is $100 to do so. And sometimes a lot of people don't even know, like you said, what they want to do in business or where to start in their business. But another great thing about business credit is you can go ahead and form your entity and start just building credit. So when you do get some clarity and know what it is that you want to do, you will have funding to make those things a reality. And you don't have to use your personal money in order to do so. You can also build on more than one business at a time. So you as an individual, let's say you go to the bank and you maxed out what you're able to do as a person with multiple LLCs, we can go get multiple funding. It's unlimited resources. It's unlimited possibilities for us to grow our businesses. So a lot of times in business, people can't go any further because they don't have enough money. A lot of times people don't want to quit their job or do something different because there's a financial issue there. But if you can start forming your business credit, start utilizing OPM, other people's money, that solves the problem. That 90% of people are, I'm not going to make that statistic up. I don't know. Most people are fearful because they do not have enough money and they have to use their own money and they're running out of their own money. So leverage the power of other people's money. We've been taught as African Americans that debt is a bad thing. Irresponsible debt is a bad thing. Responsible debt is a great thing. That is how the rich people in the world continue to stay rich. That's one of the ways that they leverage. And then just opening you up to new tax possibilities, you know, all your deductions that you're able to get. So it just makes sense. Business credit is so simple. The only thing you need to do to get started with your business credit is form your entity, your LLC. You need to register with Duns & Bradstreet to get your Duns number. You also need to open up a business bank account and you are on your way to start getting funding. And then from there, you just follow strategic steps. There's a tier one, there's a tier two, there's a tier three, but literally within a year's time, you can start racking up $100,000 per LLC in business credit if you move strategically. That has nothing to do with your personal credit.
Wow. If somebody wanted to get more information about that, how would they do so?
So definitely we can talk. I'll give you all of my links, but I also have a website called shopthebattitudes.com, shop the letter B attitudes.com. And there is a credit course on there. It's actually an ebook, and it's called Business Credit is the New Money.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, as we get ready to wrap it up, I want to find out from you what is in store for the future. I want you to give me some vision casting. Tell me what it is that you are excited about as you continue down this path of impacting the world.
First of all, congratulations to you, because you are really impacting the world. Like the way you have your numbers and how many women and how many women they need to help and how we're going to get there is phenomenal. So I need to go back to the drawing board and think about others a little bit more. That's for real. But 2022 is a little selfish. I'm 34. And in my 20s, like mid 20s, I started saying I'm going to be a millionaire by 30. I'm going to be a millionaire by 30. And it didn't quite pan out just yet. But I feel like this is the year. I feel like this is the year that I'm going to make that goal a reality. I just turned 35 a couple of days ago, but I've actually been able to lay out the groundwork. I know what I need to do, like how you know how many people you need to serve to get to your number. I know how many people I need to serve to get to my number. So I have a goal to work toward and specifically make that happen. So I want to accomplish that for myself in 2022 and then help other people do the same. Like say I did it, this is how I did it, and you can do it too.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I tell you what, you're part of my vision, because as I go into this new year, I've committed to marrying Sam. And what that means is I've committed to sales and marketing. And the three strategies in which I've decided to focus in on this upcoming year is to own my platform. And so I'll be leveraging my podcast to ensure that I can be a vessel for others out there who have a desire to reach the masses. And all one has to do is be in alignment. I say alignment before assignment, alignment before assignment. The alignment point is life is rich. Mm-hmm. If you believe in living in fullness every day because you identify yourself as Christ's heir, then we are at a starting point of alignment. And therefore, I'm open and receptive seeing how I can actually support you. So that's the first thing, owning my platform. The next thing is other people's platform, or OPS. I'm looking for other people's stages. I'm leveraging my influence to connect with others who have stages in which I'm able to then bring what I offer to those, that audience that they currently serve. And so it's about being a person of value and positive influence. And then the third is to be a champion. And so that's the role that I look at for you, for me with you, is that I want you to know that I'm a champion for you. I'm an advocate for you. I support you and I endorse you. And so what that means is that I want to stay close, and I look forward to the things that we'll be able to do together as we impact the populations that we are most concerned about. Thank you for taking the time to be with us. Do you have any parting words for the listeners?
For the listeners today, you know, just make sure you stay connected. This world is so busy and things just come up. I get it. But, you know, we're working too hard is what I feel. We're definitely working too hard. God has all these promises that he wants to give us. But again, alignment and assignment. Once we are really working for the source, everything that we want will just be added to us. It's really that plain and simple. So just reconnect, stay connected, don't disconnect, because every time we do that, we're losing longevity. You know what I'm saying? Can we correct it? And will God continue to bless us? Yes, but we know better and we should do better. Everything comes from God, so we need to keep him first and foremost.
Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.